Beth Schwartz is in with us this morning. She is the ISD 166 superintendent, and we had a school board meeting last week. So talk to me about it.
Yeah, we did, Jay. A lot of housekeeping items came up, and it's that time of year when we're passing handbooks and faculty handbooks, student handbooks, and things along that line. I really want to encourage parents and students both to really pay attention to these handbooks. There were some changes this year, and really want to make sure that people just don't put those in the to-do pile and then miss something.
Yeah, because then the kid will probably be left out somewhere else.
Right.
He can blame his parents. And school starts when?
September 3rd.
Woo!
Coming up fast.
That is coming up fast. And one of the things that most of us who, or any of us who go to school on any regular basis will notice is different, what do you call it, a security system at the front of the building now?
Yeah, we put some money into remodeling the offices with our new principal, Adam Nelson, coming in, who is on board and has started. He's actually at training today, but has been in the office. And what we did is we put in what we're calling a transaction window in the entryway of the Eagle doors. So you come through the first set of doors, and then instead of being able to go through the second set of doors, there's a transaction window there. And that's where parents can drop off lunch money. They can get, you know, let the school know that they need a pass for their child, things like that. And then if they need to come into the building, Cindy Everson, who will be the main person that's at that window greeting people, would then give the visitor a badge, and then they will go be buzzed in through the next doors. So it's a significant improvement in security in the school, because those doors will be locked from about 8:05 until 3:40 every day. And so students, that means if you're not making it in time to school, you're also going to have to be buzzed in. So
you get the big red check next to your name.
Yeah, so please make sure you're there. And we figured 8:05, that gives you 2 minutes to get to class. So really there's no reason for any student not to be at school before 8:05.
Well, that is a significant change because those doors were locked for a while, and when your offices were, you know, in the what used to be the elementary office, you had to go in that way. So now this is a big deal. This is what everybody refers to as the main entrance, but you call them the Eagle entrance. Okay, well, that's an improvement. So what else in terms of the offices? Are they going to be ready to go?
They are. We have a new setup in the K-12 office. I think everybody will find that it flows very, very nicely. We lost a little bit of space as we put up walls, but we also gained some space with some configuration. So it basically, we now have both a high school and a elementary principal's office. We have two offices in there. And the district office has relocated into the counseling area.
Mm-hmm. And we're all back together in one night.
Yep. Yeah, so we are all right there. So parents don't have to, you know, be inconvenienced by going from one end of the building to the other end of the building and back to the other end, if that's the case. Then we also had a lot of changes in what people would call our middle school hallway.
Oh, yeah.
Our middle school population is down a little bit. And so the middle school has been shifted kind of down towards the YMCA end. And then there's a couple of high school classrooms in that hallway now. So you'll want to look at the names on doors before you go to your first hour class.
Okay, kids, listen up.
Or better yet, come to the orientation on August 29th from 3:30 to 7:30, because we're going to have a mock walkthrough schedule so that you can find your rooms. But I think there's going to be a lot of folks walking into the wrong rooms that first day.
So what happens to where your office was? Because that used to be, as I mentioned, the office for the elementary school.
Yep, and really excited about the changes that are happening down there. HDC provides some services for us with Matt Webb, and I'm blanking on Cecilia's last name, but we have two therapists that come up to school, and it seems like we're always shuffling them from one room to another room to another room, and they're going to be in what was formerly my office down in the district office, so they have a nice space to work with students. And then where our support staff was out in kind of the main office area, we're going to have some tutoring areas set up so that our volunteers don't have to sit with students out in the hallway, which can be distracting.
Oh, yeah. Hardly and, private.
Right. You know, and so really nice. I think we're looking at about three different workstations in there, kind of divided by dividers. And so provide a nice, comfortable place for our kids to work and learn.
Okay. So before I let you go, how's the new twice a month system working for school board meetings?
Really well, but there's growing pains, as there always is. We were a little bit scattered this last meeting just because we had so many documents to get out. But one thing that we have found that we like is we look at the preliminary agenda for the next meeting, which is just nice to be able to know what's coming up. Mm-hmm. So overall, going well and looking forward to getting to the start of school.
And we'll interfere with your first board meetings, I understand it, because we've scheduled our first Thursday community conversation with school administrators to talk about back to school and a lot of the changes that you've talked about, some of that handbook stuff and all those other kinds of things. So we'll be doing that on the first Thursday of September. Get everybody in the mood for a new school year. Thank you very much. We've been talking to Beth Schwartz.